to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody, and I am Sir Aaron Carter. And you're listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by energy and brought to you by a whole bunch of sponsors. So many that it's barely hard to remember every single last one of them. Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. Who else we got in there? We got...
Antlion Audio.
Keep your headphones. It's been a while, people. I'm
get
sorry.
Get him on mic.
And then who else? The new one, right?
Yeah, Mainframe USA.
Yes. Have we got one for them yet? It's 2017. We still don't have one for them?
Getting the right frame of mind. The Mainframe. Nope.
And we just lost a sponsor. And we just lost a sponsor.
There's a reason I didn't continue my education in marketing.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay.
You have an education?
Right?
Barely. What?
There's such things as marketing?
Jesus.
On the show, of course, we have Behind the Ones and Twos, the real, not the fake, David Webb, everybody.
What is going on, everybody?
And David Webb, we have been all around Sacramento today.
All around the Sacro of Mento.
It's been a crazy Saturday, everybody. Yes. Now, if you're not from the West Coast...
The Best Coast.
Exactly, it's the Best Coast. There's a drastic storm going through Sacramento right now. We will rebuild.
Lawn chairs have tipped.
Yes.
Umbrellas have been frayed.
Drinks have fallen over people's tables.
Drinks have fallen.
It's terrible here. Pandemonium.
Sounds horrible.
Pandemonium has incited. You know what, though? Actually, it's all across the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, Corey, if you're watching us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, yep. If you're not, you're doing yourself a disservice. But Corey is not here.
He is not.
And he's in the ATL, as they say.
Okay.
Do they still say the ATL?
Not black people anymore, because now white people are saying it.
So Webb said it.
You've
so
made it.
I've killed it.
So now it's back to Atlanta.
Anyway, there's a huge storm rolling in this weekend, actually.
Well, be safe out there in hot Atlanta. Cold Atlanta. He'll probably come back out and
apparently
say
like
how humid it was. I don't know
yeah,
how it is.
It's probably going to be 410.
Steven Gutierrez is on the show with us, everybody.
Hey-o.
And he was around Sacramento all day with us as well.
Yeah, it was. Running around, back and forth, in the rain and the weather. It's a pretty crazy day.
Pretty snowy, too. Or not snowy, but cold. That's what I meant. Cold. Cold.
Yeah,
I believe in Comics and Coffee's very own El Boogie is here, everybody.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Today was pretty busy.
You were running a little bit around Sacramento with us as well.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. We got some nice pizza at Pieology. Earlier.
Yes.
And that was my first time there, actually.
Yeah,
oh,
mine too.
Really?
What'd you think?
I've never been there. I'll give it a good, I'll give it a solid 8.
Wow.
Solid
8. That's pretty good.
That's better than I thought you were going
to
give it.
Yeah, because I got to make mine. So, I mean.
You get to choose what you wanted.
Exactly.
And, like, it was a flat price.
Customization is very high in my book. I had the wheat bread.
How was that? I was going to get
crust.
It didn't taste any different.
It didn't?
Yeah,
it
was
fine.
That's,
however,
that's how you know it's fine. Grain. It's good, though.
It's good.
You don't want it to taste
it tastes better than the gluten-free crust.
Oh, see, I need gluten in all my
which
stuff.
Which we thought that was the only vegan option, but it turns out wheat is actually a vegan option for us. So.
Okay. Well,
it tastes way better than gluten-free. So.
And then, of course, the final person that's here, they wait week in, week out, and they were probably at Pieology. We just didn't see them all. I know Webb was talking to one for a long time. Is the chat, everybody. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hi, chat.
Hello.
Who's that talking chat.
I don't know who that random person was.
Oh, man, that guy.
Well, that was a little strange.
That was
strange. None of you helped me whatsoever.
Well, when I see a man drowning, Well,
you were talking to somebody?
So this is what happened.
You Instagram it.
David Webb sat down when we sat at the bigger picture or the bigger table, and I heard the guy ask a question across the room before to you, El Boogie. He was asking about the costume show or whatever.
He's asking like what's going on at the convention, and I was like, oh, it's Sac Anime, and he's like, oh yeah, I was actually like I was there. So he didn't know what he was actually asking me, but we were in the middle of moving to another table, so I kind of like,
yeah.
Go eat now.
Stop talking to you.
You had a way to get out of it. You had like a scapegoat.
Yeah. I just like bolted.
So he keyed in on the weakest of the pack. And he
passed.
I'm not weakest as in
most vulnerable.
Yes, the most vulnerable.
And,
yeah.
Okay,
maybe,
you know what? Being nice and not ignoring people.
I was gonna say he's the nicest.
Is vulnerable.
Well, no, that's not the thing. You don't. I'm not saying you had to ignore the guy.
I was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
There are conversation enders, words that you can use that will end conversations.
I have diarrhea, and then you just walk away.
Boom. And then
I'm a little bit of the die-die.
Nobody asks questions exactly after that.
A little bit of the die-die. Really
nobody
to...
said, how's your diet? Or no, it just ends there.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do. You could just faked, went to the restroom,
I tried
and then came
body
came
language.
Back.
No,
I
body
tried,
language doesn't work.
I tried kind of like... Like
he was like
not 100%
to me.
Turning my back on him, but like, so Aaron, did you see? And then you were just like, "What? No!" And like you were in your own zone.
I mean,
like,
yeah, that's what I did. I threw in my headphones and
because he was right next to you.
He was right next to me.
Did you put your headphones in?
Well, I was listening to something very important. So
it was not important.
It was the Raiders talking about them losing.
I was doing research.
Okay.
But if anybody doesn't know,
that's what you were watching.
If anybody doesn't know, we were at SAC Anime, of course, today. And how many SAC Animes have you been to, LB?
I want to say probably only like 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Okay, so you're
about the same amount
as us. Yeah, you're not. Yeah. You know. Yeah, you're on par with everything that we've done.
Okay. I'm on par with everything you just said, Aaron.
What do you think about this year's?
I actually really enjoyed it this year. Usually I only go for like one day and stay for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
But this time we went, today's the second day. So we went Friday and Saturday and we were there like the whole time.
Nice.
That's awesome. So I personally have been really enjoying it this time. And it definitely helps that I have, you know, a bunch of friends to visit and run into. So,
Steven, what did you think?
This year,
2017.
Mostly every time I'm there, I'm usually working with you guys.
Yes.
Doing
yes.
some type of video or promotion. So I don't ever really get time to enjoy it.
So he's saying it wasn't enjoyable.
No. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to like be there filming the video. That's always fun. But like as for like the vendors and the atmosphere, I didn't really get enough of it. I might go tomorrow to try to soak in some more. That's weird.
Yeah, go ahead. Soak it in, man. Soak it in.
See the energies in the room. Yeah.
NRG is going to be there?
NRG. Yeah, NRG is going to be there. That's Corey's awesome. Bringing the team in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Flying him in.
Flying him in on his dime.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
It's on the internet, so now it's going to happen.
Yeah.
David Webb. This is what, third, fourth one for you two?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Between the first and the 100th, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. It was. It felt a little... less crowded than usual, which
really?
Makes sense.
Really?
Because there's like
the weather?
1,000 people.
You think so?
Yeah, it was raining, so I think there's less people there.
Yeah, you know what? Because SAC Anime usually like the outside's just
as
happening
crazy
as the
right.
Inside.
And I think that's what was surprising to me too, because that couldn't happen.
No,
because everybody
not
had to be
all.
Inside.
Everybody's inside,
and it was still not as crowded as it normally feels, and it could be that they just gave them a bigger space this year. Could be the same amount of people.
Did they though? Because I felt the Home and Garden
was a like, gigantic empty mess.
Do you think it was there a lot of booths and stuff there, or do you think it just felt empty because it wasn't that many people there, like the Home and Garden show?
I think a bit of both.
You know, when we were walking down the halls and seeing it, and I turned to Corvus Coast, I was like, I really want to go and look in there, though.
What, you didn't go? You didn't get to step in?
No.
Derek.
I mean, we were constantly on the move, but I was like, I want to go see.
Derek was there. Derek was with us. He was kind enough to shoot the video that we did. And he ended up leaving the show a little bit. He was like, just let me know when you guys are ready to go. And I get a message from him saying, I'm in the Home and Garden show. I'm ready to go when you guys are. And he was wandering around in there.
So you were able to get into there if you had a past SAC Anime.
Apparently.
Okay, that's at least.
Which is different than most years. Most years.
Yeah, most years.
Like, whoa.
They
crucify you if you walk in.
No need. Like, not trying to be offensive to the Home and Garden people, but they're a bit of a snob when it comes to.
Yeah.
Like, we do this every year. Come on, guys.
Year.
You know what's next door to
you. It's hot tubs and garden gnomes.
Are they always next door?
They're always
the
next
winter
door.
One. Yeah,
it's yeah, always, the winter one.
The
yeah.
winter, it's always oh, okay. It's always a Home and Garden show, and then in the summer, it's always a Greek festival,
which is awesome.
Which is one that of the highlights. Cool. The Greek festival. The Greeks are beautiful.
The Greek. Good Greeks people. Are nice. A welcoming people.
They sure are.
They have food I can eat.
They have food.
Very delicious food.
Aaron got married last month.
Basically. Oh.
Yeah. A bunch really? Of guys lift him up in the chair. They had him step on the glass.
We're going to make a movie called My Big Black Greek Wedding.
Holy whoa. Crap. You
yeah,
know what?
It's going to be a gigantic
no,
film.
You don't want to do that. You know why? The first thing I thought of when you said that is Tyler Perry. That's something he that would make.
Who do you think's, like,
that's something that he would make.
Who do you think's the
lead? Directing, yeah.
Come and on. The supporting.
Yes.
And he's everything.
He's literally playing 9 out of the 10
nine
roles.
9 out of the 10 roles.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be playing the 10th?
That's pretty much what it's going to be. Yeah. That's pretty much what it's going to be. So we got there at around 12-ish, I'd say, after gathering all our materials, because we did shoot a video while we were there in Sac Anime. If you happen to be in it, thank you again.
Yeah.
It should be up whenever, you know,
and if you refused, go to hell.
That escalated
between 1 to 2 weeks. It will be up on our YouTube page.
Okay,
that's and cool. More than likely on our website.
Also, I don't know. I've been to a whole bunch of cons as of lately, and
so you're a con artist.
That's
you, would you call horrible. Yourself a con man?
No,
a con artist.
You guys are both terrible. It's been, I don't know, I'm kind of getting a little jaded. A little jaded on them.
A little jaded.
Is that because of your personality, though?
Well, yeah, here's the
I
thing.
Think that, I think like, that's a good 20%.
You get tired whenever you see everybody's move in a fighting game, so that's kind of
that is
like,
true. That is very
so it's
true.
Like you, once you see so everything
once you see everything in a con,
you
just, yeah.
You're like, all right.
And I'm like,
this adventure is closed off.
This is the thing, though. They can evolve, and I know this because when we went to E3 last year,
mm-hmm.
right when we came back, it was Wizard World.
Yes.
And when we walked into Wizard World, it felt brand new.
It did feel brand new.
So that means you can change a con, and you can add things on there to make it feel different from the rest of the cons.
Well, Wizard World this year was different because they just started another con.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's a gaming convention. And so they have Wizard World Comic Con, and then they have Wizard World
Gamacon Palooza.
There you
we'll
go.
Use that for lack
that's
of a better word.
That's such an awesome.
I think that's better than what they had. And
you're welcome.
You know what they did for Sacramento? Like in some areas, it's actually two separate conventions. For Sacramento, they just combined it, so that's why it felt different.
Well, that's
because
awesome,
there's a whole
then.
Convention in a convention.
That's dope. convention conception. Yeah.
But think about last year. We had Wizard World in Sacramento, and then we went to Wizard World Reno.
Correct.
And it's pretty much the same show.
The exact copy and paste.
Yeah. Just, so the only reason why this year is different is because...
Well, that's what they need then, to keep that type of, yeah. you know, that yeah. thing fresh, you know?
I definitely think that the conventions, at least the ones that we go to that roll through here, should kind of elaborate, kind of switch things up.
Now, they had a very good roster of special guests this year. We had 4 of the original Power Rangers. We had the original Red Ranger, the original yeah. Black Ranger, I believe the...
Original Blue.
Second, yeah, the original Blue, and I think the second or third Yellow.
Yeah,
the original Black.
I want to say the red. Second Yellow.
I think it was... I think it was...
It was... Black girl.
LB has a little cheat sheet right here.
Cheat sheet.
I got her name. Oh my goodness.
One thing I was, when we were standing there,
Aisha?
Yeah.
Boom!
Aisha, right?
I don't know.
Aisha Taylor. Nope, that's someone different. Nope.
I think you're thinking.
No, I think it is Aisha.
It's not Aisha Taylor, though.
No, it's Aisha Taylor.
I think it is Aisha.
Her name, okay, so they the Power Rangers they had there, of course, was Austin St. John as the Red Ranger.
St. John told you.
No, that's what I've been saying. You were saying St. Joseph. You
know. David Yost as the Blue Ranger, of right. course. Walter E. Jones as the Black Ranger. Yep. And Karen Ashley as the mispronounced name from Stephen and David Webb.
Yellow Ranger, but what was her name? Yeah,
I said Karen Ashley. I'm literally reading it.
Yeah,
guys.
No, that's the actress's name.
Oh, you mean Aisha. Her character in the show.
Her character's show.
Name. Aisha, yes.
Oh.
Okay. Is it Aisha?
I don't know. It ain't Aisha. It is not Aisha. I promise Aisha. You. There it is right there.
$20. It's Asia.
And I, there's, oh, you know what? Jason Page, the guy that sings.
That
the
dude was there?
So I saw this
Pokemon,
guy.
The Pokemon guy, yeah.
I saw this guy. So a little, you know, emergency happened in the middle of SAC Anime where the alarms were going off, the fire alarms.
I'm so bummed I was not in there for that.
Oh, it was loud.
Wait, why are you upset that that didn't happen?
Because that would have been so funny to see.
It, people were kind of panicking.
I actually ran into somebody that I went to high school with that kind of like, we didn't stop being friends, but we kind of just kind of lost touch.
We didn't stop being friends.
And glazing over that. And I'm walking down and I look over and I'm like, Dustin? And he goes, it was like one of those moments where it's like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Awkward.
And he was dressed as a really good Spider-Man. And I was like, oh, can I get your picture? And he's like, sure. And he was putting the mask on. And all of a sudden, like, all the lights and start flashing and the fire alarm goes off.
And people started to act like it was just, you know.
Pandemonium.
Really?
Not really.
Actually, I was about to say, on my neck of the woods, everybody was just walking around like normal.
Yeah,
we tried. Walking around like normal. We tried to just sit there, but then it's started getting, like, sheep herded.
Well, they kicked you out, didn't they?
Yeah. The whole front half of the convention got pushed out into the street.
We were over really? By K yeah. Street.
Oh, okay. So
and
you were
so
out.
We looked over, and they're just like this huge swarm of people leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We were like, what's going on?
Me and Jerry would have been burnt alive.
I think yeah. me and
because
Derek
we didn't move, and we were just sitting there like,
Me and Derek made our way to KettleCon right when the alarms were going off, and we sat there with a bag of popcorn.
So this is the funniest watching. Thing. So I was part of the group that got sheepdogged out into J Street, and I'm on my way back in, and there's a guy there who's trying to say, no, fire marshal hasn't cleared it. You guys need to go back outside. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I turn to go to the door, and I look, and he turns around to start yelling at other people. So I just start slipping through the crowd. I get back inside, and I walk towards where I think Derek and Aaron are. And sure enough, they're just sitting there watching the chaos eating kettle corn.
That's how you do
watching
it.
Watching the world burn.
I don't see no
and then, Webb messages me, and he's like, everything's in fighting in here. You can come inside.
Yeah. There's no fire.
Somebody said they heard somebody was like smoking inside or something, and it set it off.
Somebody pulled the alarm.
Did somebody actually pull it?
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Because
confirmed?
It was.
Confirmed.
It was the alarm that me and Jerry were next to.
Yeah.
Not like right next to it.
So okay.
We were in the same
hallway.
Okay.
Yes, because we saw the lights and everything that was going off.
Right.
And the one, the fire alarm or whatever was going, like, it had a flashing light on it. Like, it was indicating like this was.
Was the lever
set off.
Pulled down?
I wasn't close enough to see if the lever was pulled or if, like, somebody accidentally, like, hit it.
Sick but that, yeah.
Before it went off, I did see people buy it. But I kind of just didn't pay no mind. And then when it went off,
didn't pay no mind.
It was just like, somebody must have just been an asshole. And then even like later on, they were like, don't pull the fire alarm.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And they were saying that over the intercom.
Why you have to tell people?
Well, here's
the
thing,
too.
When we were walking through the crowd and the alarm was going off, the guy took forever to confirm that there was not a fire. Just, you know, he was like, oh, that's the fire alarm, everybody, as if nobody knew what a fire alarm sounded like.
Yeah, that's the fire alarm, everybody. Not sure what's going on.
Yeah, he's just not sure what's going on. And then I'd be like, why don't you tell people if there's a fire or not? How about we do that?
I thought that KettleCon had burned a batch.
Oh, no, they were.
Because it did smell like burnt popcorn.
You would smell burnt popcorn.
It smelled like burnt popcorn, I'm telling you.
I got a quick question for the chat room. So we can, you know, I like to wrap them in from time to time.
Wrap them in.
If you go to cons in the chat room, I'd like to know, what are you going there for? Are you going for the special guests? Are you going for the panels? Are you going for the actual vendors that are there selling things? What draws you to the con? Or is it the cosplayers? You know, what's keeping you going back, you know, each time? So this year, again, we had some major guests. Ashley Birch was there from, you know, Hey Ash, what you playing?
Didn't see her.
Apparently, she's the new voice actress for the Horizon Zero Dawn. I did not know that one.
What?
You know, Tiny Tina in Borderlands Dose. She's been on VGB, of course. We've done an interview with her a few years back? 2 years, maybe? A year? Charles Martinet, Mario's voice, of course, was there. I saw none of these people.
I only saw the Rangers.
Paul Amos. Apparently, we got...
James Amos?
We got to see him, right? And he's a little illiterate, LB. Right?
Oh, damn.
By LB, he means Allura.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I spelt your name wrong on here and mixed up the A and the L.
If you don't change your Twitter or your Twitch handle now,
no, because I feel bad for him though.
So Paul Amos, if you guys don't know,
is it Amos? Like I've been saying Amos.
Amos.
I don't know. I guess I could. I have been.
Every time I say it a different way. That way, I'm only wrong 66% of the time.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Terrible. He's the voice of Jacob on Assassin's Creed Syndicate, everybody. And our very own LB here is a fan of the series, correct? Not just the Syndicate, just the series
as a whole. The series as a whole, yeah. I'm a big fan.
Go ahead.
I was actually really excited because also Victoria Atkin is there, who does the voice of Evie Fry.
It's
kind of cool, like the twins and stuff. I love that game because of the two characters. So I was really excited to see who was here, also because I'm a big fan of his character in Lost Girl. He plays Vex. And so when I saw it was him, I was like kind of, you know, fangirling a little bit.
A little bit.
So I caught the panel yesterday. I tweeted out a picture, tagged it and stuff. He liked it and retweeted it.
Wow.
So I'm fangirling some more. Oh. And then he also liked my Instagram post, so that I'm fangirling more.
Wow.
And then he comments on my picture, come see me this weekend.
You are a married woman, young lady.
Yeah.
Slow down.
She's like, not anymore.
And my husband's cool.
I'm like, who the hell is Paul Amos?
So, yeah, so I'm fangirling. I got it all out last night. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go try and get an autograph from him. So I was lucky because I did get to the free autograph line. So I go over there with my pop, and I'm just, you know, talking to him.
Your pop vinyl, not your dad, right?
My pop vinyl.
I was talking about soda now, Web.
So I feel like this is partially my fault, too. But he ends up spelling my name wrong.
But how did you... Okay, because they ask you, right? Like, hey, what's your name?
They say, okay, what's your name? And she said, I said Laura.
I know.
Laura. So the problem was you were fangirling.
She was fangirling too.
No, I said Laura. And he said, okay, how do you spell it? Just, you know, because there's a few different ways to spell Laura. L-O-R-A or...
I
spelt it out, and he writes it. He scribbles it on the paper next to him, and then I think he read it to me.
He practice wrote it.
He wrote it down really quick, and like it was double checking he spelt it right.
Okay,
but it was loud in there.
Okay,
and
all right.
I'm also like I'm suddenly talking to this guy I was kind of fangirling over. And I thought I heard him say it correctly. So
anything
like, yeah, that's
was
right,
right whenever
so,
he said, huh?
So he starts writing it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I think he spelled my name wrong. But he didn't want to, I was like, do I stop him? Like, he's already writing it. He writes on the top and the front.
Oh, man.
Dang. And so we talked for a little bit again, and it was really, he was really cool. We got to ask him some questions, like his favorite pet. Corvus Coast was asking, what pet would you want? If like logistically, like no logistics, like whatever, and he said that he wants a dragon.
Okay.
Well,
and had all the like the perfect reasons for it.
Wow.
So the best part of that reasoning was that he wants to use a dragon to like burn all the people that he doesn't like or whatever. And I was like, this is awesome.
This is your idol?
I don't know, right?
So he was really cool, and so then we went out, and I was like, what do I do? This doesn't, like, he spelled my name wrong. He spelled it A-L-U-R-A.
Okay.
So he had the right letters.
He had the right letters.
It was supposed to be L-A, not A-L.
That's horrible.
So you got to go back and see this guy.
Yeah, so I asked staff if I could go in, and they're like, yeah, go ahead, go back in. And so I walk up to him, and I was like, I'm really sorry. I'm not to be awkward, but you spelled my name wrong. And he just felt absolutely horrible. He felt so bad, and like he double-checked my name again. He re-signed one of the other sides of the pop box.
Nice.
With the right name. And then he still felt bad, and he gave me a free print, which he also signed. and then gave me like three selfies. Jeez. Which all of those you're supposed to pay for. But he just felt absolutely horrible, and I was like, you don't have to give me all this stuff. Like, you can just, like, you know, scribble over it. And he's like, no, come here. I totally messed that up. But at the same time, like, I feel I'm partially, like, I should have just said something when I first realized it.
But if you would have said something, you wouldn't have got all that stuff.
That's true.
So, but then I felt bad for the people behind me, because then they're like, oh, maybe I should tell them the wrong name or something.
Oh, my name is spelled wrong. You spelled Greg wrong.
But he was really awesome about it. He was so nice. So, but it was really cool. I shared a couple of the pictures already, and then he followed me on Twitter too.
Wow. Like, I don't. This is a
give it a couple of days. He'll unfollow. But
yeah, probably. No, but it was really cool. It was really cool meeting, because he actually, you know, you think, oh,
this is like a new segment.
What is that? No,
somebody just donated money.
Fires.
Whoa. What just happened?
Wow, fire.
Thank you for the donation, right?
Yeah, I donated $30.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, Florida sucks. Anyone have a connection down here for either conventions or a podcast?
There's actually a lot of Florida conventions, tell you the honest truth.
What was the one that
Made a Mike just got back from one.
Not recently,
Emerald
right?
City.
Yeah, it was recently.
She didn't go to Fort Lauderdale.
No, okay.
Good Lord.
Here's
the thing. There's a lot of cons. Cons are everywhere, first of all over the U.S. You can find one anywhere except for probably, like, I don't know, like Montana maybe. And there's probably still one there.
There's tons.
It's CalCon. We all know it's CalCon. Podcast-wise, there's got to be one over there in Florida.
Gamertag Radio. Aren't they Miami?
No, they're in.
He's kind of all over the place.
Okay. I thought they were from.
But, yeah, from Miami. From, yeah, that's true.
Danny Pena is from Miami.
But that's a great thing about podcasts.
New York? Is he from New York?
No, I think he's from Miami.
Did he say he threw a party there, though? He throws like a party there.
They throw parties
in
Miami.
Like a crazy bash in Miami.
If I were you, sir, did he give a name?
Oh, it was Fire Crotch Rocket.
Fire Crotch Rocket.
Should have specified
a good convention.
Oh, a good convention. Okay.
Video Game Bang Con 2020 will be
nationwide. Going to be nationwide.
That's online.
So far, our budget is $30. So thank you for starting.
$30.
Really hard on it.
So we can buy a tablecloth. Really nice tablecloth.
Yeah. I don't know.
Said one light bulb.
We gotta look that up. What good cons are in Florida? I mean, so Zach Anime is actually they're very, very good with the people. They let LB go back in line to get, you know.
They're pretty nice about it.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
The staff that we ran into when we were doing our video, she was kind of she was actually pretty nice.
She was super cool.
Yeah. She was nice about us. Being in the way.
Yeah, being in a fire hazard.
I think she was more curious about what we were doing.
Yeah.
We set up, and we won't tell you guys what we did. Aaron, what do you think? Should we tell them what the video was?
We just put it this way. We talked to some people there. We got to connect with some people.
We had a table.
Yeah.
We brought a portable table around.
Tables, ladders.
And chairs.
Tables and chairs.
So we were being obstructions.
And she just walks up and she just stares at us. And so we look back at her and she goes, "What's up?" And so we're like, "What's up?" And she goes, "What's going on?" And so we told her what we were doing. We're like, "We're not going to stay here. We're going to move around." And she's like, "All right, as long as the guys don't just stay in one spot for too long, it's fine."
Which we totally just broke the rules like multiple times on that.
So. Well, the last time you did, but you were out of the way.
Well, that last time we were out of the way, definitely.
But yeah, I told her the booths were just too expensive, so we just brought our own.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Gotta tell the people what they need to hear.
Maybe they'll take that back to the higher ups and be like, "We need to make the booths a little more, you know, inexpensive." We had people just
maybe
making
a section,
their own,
you know,
booths.
Like a cheap little section, not too big, not too small.
Yeah, just right. They apparently did another fashion show. I didn't get to see that.
We caught a short portion of it.
The dabbing montage.
Oh,
really?
That's what apparently LB says she saw.
How advanced do you get with dabs?
There's only one way, and nobody does it anymore.
I had to sneeze.
Nobody does it anymore.
Well, you know, it was funny because, you know, they bring all the girls or all the models up at the end of their set for that person's show. And so they all come up and everyone's clapping and stuff. And then just out of nowhere, they do the dab. But like a couple people did it the opposite way.
Awesome.
And so it was like,
good.
It was just like all over the place. And so we were like, okay, first of all, you're doing the dab. Second of all, you're not all doing it right.
Said third of all.
Said here we go.
Third of all. Yeah. This is 2017. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's kill it. Let's kill it. I think it's done.
It was just funny all around though.
It's new year, new trends.
Are they saying anything in chat about their cons or anything? Anybody even be keeping up on that one?
Corvus Coast is not the fun dabbing with the torch.
I think
I dabbed my pizza and some ranch.
Dabbed my pizza.
We talked about some of the I guess phrases that should die.
Into,
I think that's one of the gestures.
Like,
that
should die.
I don't know. I don't even know where that. Like, it just. I started seeing people doing that. And
rap
I was like,
music.
What?
Well, first of all, it's deeper than that.
Is it?
It starts in the hospitals. Not spreading diseases.
Well, okay,
cover
that's,
your mouth. You know,
when I cough, I don't cough like this.
This is like a dramatic.
First of
all,
the Japanese started it. Didn't you see that argument?
No, I did not.
They put a bunch of pictures of old like anime, and it's like everybody coming in, like
that
pose.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of old anime pictures.
Weird. Okay.
I mean, if you're in Sacramento, there's still one more day of Sac anime as of today. We are recording this, of course, on Saturday.
So when you hear this on Monday, it's over.
It's over. Yeah, you've missed it.
Sorry.
And you have to wait till the summer one, but there is good news because the summer one coincides with Greek festival, people. And we can't stress this enough.
Maybe we should try to get press passes to the Greek festival.
And then buy
it. Just like hop.
Yeah, hop back
and
forth.
It's like, was it that hop pass at Disneyland? Or you keep going between
parks? And at the Greek festival, if a line is too long, you can get an e-ticket and you can come back later.
Ooh. Is it just like fried calamari?
They just hand you a piece of fried calamari.
The calamari is good. Whatever that lamb, the lamb pops. Are to die for, everybody.
You know what? That sounds disgusting. That sounds like a lamb flavored lollipop.
Yeah,
it's exactly what it was.
That's exactly what, you got to.
You mean a kebab?
Next a lollipop?
Time, was it a kebab?
Me? I think what it was were you. Just me? You were split up. We had to do the paper clip challenge when we did that the last time.
Yeah.
And
you on the other team?
Yeah, you were on the other team. Oh no! When I got the kebabs, we were doing the anime trivia or the. What's it called?
I was telling the other
Vague.
Team. I was doing the music video.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Unfortunate.
Corey's watching the show.
Okay.
Hand of Thor.
It's same.
Again. Should I say it louder? Even. Unfortunate.
Yeah. I only said that because he's on his phone. Audio is not great on phones, so you gotta say it louder.
If you're listening and you are listening live and you still are going on Sunday, you still have a lot to look forward to because apparently there's
like
still... a whole bunch of stuff. There's Women of Voice.
Ah,
there's going to be a panel about, I'm guessing, some of the women in anime and video game voice acting. Which, let's face it, terrible.
Just trying to pat you on the head. I'm copying you.
That was like the worst.
The women pretty much dominate the anime voiceovers. They play all your major characters, Naruto.
That's true.
Exactly. They're everywhere. It's weird seeing her. It's weird seeing the voice actress for Naruto whenever she does the voice and you're looking right at her.
Talking about the Rasengan video?
It just doesn't look like that matches, but it does.
It's not natural.
There's an Attack on Titan panel, if you guys are into that. You know, season 2 is probably right around the corner, right? Yeah, I guess. Yep.
Does the panel teach you how to attack on Titans?
No, it doesn't.
What does it teach you?
I don't know.
Attacking by Titans.
Attacking. How do you attack as a Titan? Yeah. Here's my question.
What's the question?
How long has Attack on Titan been?
It's only one season.
I know it's only one season, but how long ago was the one season?
That's a good question. Wish I could tell you.
I honestly think it was either the beginning of 2016.
Oh, Google.
Or the end of 2015.
People in chat, let us know, or Allura is going to look it up for us. Hey, sorry, I misspoke. Laura. Laura will look it up for us.
Laura will? Okay.
Let's see.
Attack on Titan.
Original, it says original air date for episode one was April 7th.
America's or Japanese?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
It says original air date was April 7th, 2013. English air date was May 3rd, 2014.
All right, so it's been out for 2 years.
Okay.
Jesus.
Is 2 years?
Long? It'd say 2 years.
Yeah, about 2 years. Okay. Almost three. Come on.
Almost three. Yeah. You know what? Japanese, you know what? In America, some people like reading, and they read the subtitles. So it's
I do
three
that.
Years.
Oh, it's better. Some is better.
3 years. What else do we need to learn about in these panels for Attack on Titan? That's my point.
The rest of the story?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of details in all these different stories.
That we haven't covered in 3 years?
Think about it. How many, if people do a podcast on, I don't know, let's say Stranger Things, right?
Yeah.
And they're only doing it off of the first season. Terrible. They're doing it off the first season. They're probably going to do stuff where they analyze each episode, mm-hmm. all the little small intricacies
right.
inside of them. Well, if it's a full season of Attack on Titan, plus they have the manga that's out already that's further than the actual anime. There's,
okay, I guess if they're going over the manga too, that makes
sense. It's a whole bunch of stuff. You never know. There's something called SHSL, Truth or Despair. Says, ever wonder about the infamous SHSLs of Hope's Peak Academy?
That's all the time.
Gotta be.
I wonder about them.
That's
keeps me up at night.
An acronym for something.
Yeah, it's gotta be, but I've never seen it. If you know it in chat room, sorry.
I have no idea what this is.
Nolan North, everybody. The
is he there tomorrow?
He was
too?
Awesome.
Award winning. Well, it's saying, yeah, Sunday.
Wow.
He's supposed to be there at 3:30.
We actually saw him today, too. We got an autograph from him on another Funko Pop.
I wonder if. Really? Because it seems like all these celebrities, quote unquote, are going to be there all 3 days. Because
that's
this is also
most,
saying.
I think most of them, yeah.
The Assassin's Creed Syndicate people, they're there, both of them. Yep.
They have another panel tomorrow, too.
It says the Power Rangers as well. The Disney Beauty and the Beast reunion is going to be there with the voice of Belle and the teacup and Gaston. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad to get them for all 3 days. Come on.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive.
Because I know, like, Wizard World, it's like there'll be a celebrity there one day. And then
yeah, that's irritating.
And then they'll bring in, like, but it'll be, like, the main celebrity you want to see, too.
Yeah, that's terrible. Like, Denzel Washington here for 2 minutes on Saturday, everybody.
You
get to watch him walk across the stage.
Definitely not.
That happened when Stan
Lee
came.
No, that's not Denzel Washington.
Doesn't he say that, though?
No, he's never said that.
I'm thinking Matthew McConaughey, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Those are like two different worlds.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Are they, though?
Yeah, that's...
Are they, though? It's 2017. I think we can stop with the segregation, Steven.
Moving right along,
when you
everybody.
Stop, hey. We'll stop.
Head out there if you're watching live, of course. It's a great venue. And be safe out there because it's very, very windy and rainy.
And slippery.
And slippery, yes.
Yeah, almost fell like seven times.
And stop pulling the freaking fire alarms, everybody. Yeah. And visit KettleCon.
Give them love.
Yes, they're there every single con working their butts off.
We need like a their business card.
That's just where they are.
Actually, I don't see them. I drive home downtown every day.
You go to the convention center?
Jason.
I pass the convention center every day.
You go in the convention center?
They're there.
No, they're outside usually.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're usually outside at the other cons. They've moved inside just as recently at the last couple of...
The last couple of cons.
Yeah.
Only seen them inside.
Yeah, no. They go outside. KettleCon is the biggest event in Sacramento.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I don't even like popcorn. Usually irritates me because the like kernel, whatever skin thingies get like stuck in my teeth.
Would be better if they were majors.
I can't stand that. What?
Nothing.
Terrible.
You just killed the whole story.
Other thing that I've never got to go to at these SAC anime is that cafe. Was that there today?
I've never done that.
I think so.
The maid's cafe. Is that what it is? Is that what's called?
I don't know. It's somewhere in that book.
Yeah.
So, because I don't know what it is. Like, are they actually serving you things? What's going on?
I have no idea.
But it seems to be so much of a success that it happens each year.
Each con.
So, from what I've seen from the outside, for our listeners at home, it seems to be a restaurant, quote unquote, with people dressed as anime maids. and I guess they serve you food. I haven't seen
any
food.
So.
And it must be off of some anime out there because there's got to be an appeal
like
to it.
Every single anime.
They all have maids.
They have a lot of maids.
I didn't see another one. I didn't see the speed dating happening anywhere like they did the last time. That would have been interesting to check out again.
The speed dating?
Yeah, speed dating.
What's this Lolita morning tea?
I do not even want to know because it doesn't look like anything legal.
What?
Looks like the beginning of something very bad. But apparently it was, what, $10 to get in?
Yeah.
What's a non-attendee price?
If you're not there for SAC anime.
You can just go to Lolita.
I guess so.
I thought Lolita was like
this is $20 for a non.
Yeah, for, yeah. No
attendee.
Refunds.
You're still paying $10 if you attended the con.
Oh, it says it's for Sunday. So it's for tomorrow.
One ticket.
Let's go.
Oh, so
oh, it's at the Sheridan.
Oh, okay. So it's something. Oh, okay. So I was going to say, how do you get in then if you can't go to the con?
This is a special J fashion event, and properly themed attire is required.
Wow!
Well, at least they're not getting my $10.
That's a bold move.
It says,
"Holy shnikes!"
There is food and refreshments.
Okay, all right then.
Sounds interesting.
Lolita morning tea, everybody. So get your morning tea from Lolita,
and dress up. Apparently,
and dress up.
Does it say what? What kind of
what is proper
garments?
Attire yeah, for like, J fashion?
I'm assuming, I don't know.
Do you have to dress up? Like
I don't really know.
Lolita?
Yeah, I don't know what J. I'm guessing that means Japanese fashion, correct?
It's Chinese fashion.
Oh, okay. That's what J fashion stands for.
Yep.
Chinese fashion.
Chinese with a J.
As okay. A.
Everybody's dressed like Chun Li.
As partially Chinese, he might be right.
J fashion. Okay. All right.
I've been, confirmed.
No, don't you. Don't
I've been validated.
I try to defend you when don't I can.
You Thank you. You're the only one.
After we were done with the con, me, Jerry, Steven, and the real David Webb went to one of our local nerding shops.
Why did I just say that?
what did you say?
I said not the fake one.
Yeah, not the fake one.
Yeah.
We went to our local nerding shops, and we got... a Munchkins game, Marvel edition.
Yeah,
I have never seen this thing before in my life.
Me neither.
First time I've ever played Munchkins of any kind.
First time you ever played Munchkins at all? Really?
At all.
And what'd you think?
It was fun. That's a fun game.
Yeah, it pretty much is. And you didn't even get to the real backstabbing.
You know what though? It's good. It's a good RPG game. Like to get people like introduced into that, like D&D.
Because
it kind of works similar. You have armor and stuff that you build on, and you can level up and stuff like that. And I think for somebody who doesn't understand the concept, that's a good way to kind of get them into the... Yeah. Dip their toes in it.
And that's what we'll be doing in the after show. It's playing some Munchkin Marvel. So if you're not here watching on twitch.tv/video_game_bang Saturdays at around 9-ish, then you, of course, like he said earlier, doing yourself a disservice. Because crazy stuff goes on after hours, everybody.
At Gross. Night.
Munchkins. Marvel. It's going to get weird.
Yeah.
Leon says they like to be called little people.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's BPC.
Yes. Little people Marvel edition.
We got a lot happening this year. Let's try and be as PC as we can.
That was our recap, though, of the Sacramento anime. Why don't they just call it Sacramento anime? They just SAC anime. Huh? I guess
I think it started as Sacramento anime and got abbreviated as SAC anime. Winter SAC anime.
If you missed it, just head over to their website because they're going to do it again, of course, in the summertime. I want to say what? Around
September.
September? That's not really summer then.
That's not summer.
It's like fall.
I thought it was like.
Fall isn't until October or something.
It was like in July.
No, it's
July
like August or September.
I know the weather
is warmer. Because every year I think the same thing. This isn't really summer, but okay.
Well, they do it twice a year, everybody. And definitely you want to see it the next time it's around because it is actually a good convention to go to.
Yeah.
It's Sacramento's very own, you know.
They're good to us.
They're good to us, definitely. And they put on, you know, one hell of a show. They bring the names out. So that's the thing.
Better than Wizard World sometimes.
Yeah, which is just odd. It feels like Wizard World, they'll have some big stars, but then they'll just trickle some off.
Yeah.
And like, oh, okay, so we're curving around Sacramento. Let's just let go of, I don't know, the guy who played Stuart Little. Who was that?
I feel like
Michael
always...
J. Fox.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's...
they always have the big names for the East Coast.
All right, for the real David Webb, Ale Boogie, and Stephen Gutierrez, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you just been banged.